This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Flickr Effect. This is a Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm David Lott. Joining me for this is Bobby Jackson. How's it going, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going? Good, good, good.
Michelle Hillard is also here.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
So, man, this is crazy. Is this the first time we've done an audio show in like at least a couple years?
It's been a while. It's like kind of weird. And
it is.
It's very relaxed and kind of nice. I like doing video, and I like doing video, but yeah, it is kind of chill to go, oh, man, I can just talk.
Well, there's no camera set up or lighting set up.
Shining in my face.
And editing and, you know, camera switches. And yeah, like it is much more like I didn't go, what shirt am I wearing currently? Like, who cares?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's always my thing. Like, did I just wear this last stream?
Yes. Like,
I don't have to worry about that. I'm just be able to do whatever.
I'm always like, was I wearing this shirt the last time we did the? I was wearing this shirt. Okay. Yes. No. That's got to change. And like, you have to think about that. Because like, I'm gonna be wearing the same shirt for like 4 videos in a row.
Right.
That's horrible.
So yeah, this is way more chill. And this wasn't even a planned episode, too. It was just because I hit up David like, I don't know, a couple hours ago, because I just had an idea for a show because I was thinking about something. So then he was like, oh, Michelle's going to join. I was like, cool. So we can get a whole good discussion going on based on this idea that I had, which was...
He's got something to get off his chest.
Apparently.
Yeah. I do. And I'm kind of curious how you guys feel about it. So recently we just had Fast 10 come out in theaters. Mm. And... if you were in the know, or if you've been sort of in this movie-related bubble, you pretty much knew that he had mentioned a while ago that this would be the first part of two parts. Now, recently, he's kind of sort of hinted that it could be the first part of three parts, but right now, as it's being considered, there's still one more movie. But when you see the Fast 10 title, it doesn't suggest that it's the part one of a part two movie or whatever the case may be.
It's definitely not marketed as a part one.
Correct. I mean,
it is Fast X, just like all the other Fast and Furious films. It's another entry into the franchise, period. That's the way it's being marketed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I had saw some people in their reviews / reactions to this movie that they were kind of caught off guard, and it was a little bit jarring because the movie sort of, well, it does in a cliffhanger because it's a part one. Mm-hmm. But not knowing that going into it sort of clouded how they felt about that. It was sort of jarring and abrupt in that sense. So it made me wonder, for you guys in general, does a movie have to say that it's a part one in order for you to kind of feel, I don't know, okay with it ending in a cliffhanger? Or could that, or is it okay for it to be a surprise and you're just kind of left like, whoa, I didn't know. That's kind of cool kind of thing.
I was trying to think if it's ever happened to me though. Like,
right.
If I've ever gone into a movie not knowing it was going to be a kind of a cliffhanger ending with a definite next movie, and I didn't know it going in. And I feel like maybe it has happened, and I'm going to need a reminder from the universe of what movie that was.
Right.
I mean, like Dune, you know, Dune tells you right at the beginning of the movie, right? Like in the,
but it didn't tell you in the marketing. It didn't tell you in the title.
It didn't tell you in the marketing, but it tells you in the title at the beginning of the movie.
When you're actually watching the movie.
When you're actually
if you're just looking at a commercial, you don't know. You're just thinking, oh, okay, Dune, let me go check this out.
Right.
And then you see that it's a part one. So then maybe your expectations get set up from that point.
But then in my situation, I knew going into the movie. So it's not like it was a shock.
Yes.
Like even at the beginning, it wasn't a shock. I wasn't like, what, part one? You know, like I knew. Because we're try to be as in the know as we can. And so I guess I'm saying I can't speak from experience, so I'm trying my best to imagine that situation of going into a movie, going, all right, I'm going to watch another Fast X. Because, by the way, I mean, I've not, for those listening, I've not seen Fast X. So, I even though I knew that about this going into it, I haven't seen that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would feel. I think it would be a bit jarring to have the movie end and it be like, wait, what? Like, this didn't just end with an ending? Like, that's my first guess as to how I would react. Michelle?
What about you, Michelle?
Well, it's just like you guys just said. Like, I've literally been sitting here going, okay, so in Dune, I knew that there was a part two to it. Like, you go into Avengers Infinity War knowing that there's going to be Endgame. Like, you... I don't know. It's like there's films that you just know there's going to be sequels to the way they set it up, you know? Like, the Mission Impossible films. They let you know. Like, I don't know. I think there's just...
Do you think it's better for them to let you know as opposed to not having it there?
Well, so I'm with you guys. Like, I'm trying to think of a time that I've seen a film and then been like, wait, what? And had that surprise happen to me. And I cannot think of a time that that's occurred. So without having that knowledge, I have to go, okay, think of a film that I sat through and how would I feel if I had no idea there was going to be a follow-up? Like, how would I have felt if I had seen Infinity War thinking that this was going to be the end of Thanos? And then the way Infinity War ended, I'd have been like, what in the holy hell is happening right now? I would have lost my mind. And then for them to have been like, the Avengers will return in Endgame, I'd have been like, this is a two-parter? I would have lost my absolute mind. I would have been like, what's happened? I just don't even think I could wrap my head around that. And this is the best idea I can come up with, like how to feel. And I don't think that I would like it thinking, oh, this is the end. This is the wrap up. Or especially like with Fast X or something, like you're kind of going into it thinking that this is the end of something. And then if I try to put myself into a spot of like, this is the first film and there's going to be a follow-up film, how would I feel? Like, I know some people were upset when they saw Dune and they did not realize that it was a two-part film. And they were like, what? It just ends with them walking through the desert? What the hell? And they had no idea. People were really upset about that.
It's true. That is true.
People were upset about that. I think I would be upset if I did not realize there was more to it. And I don't think it would be upsetting if it was like, oh, wow, this first film turned out really good. I'd been like, oh, wow, this one's really good. Oh, wow, it's going to follow up. It's going to go into a part two. Cool. Excellent. More excellence on its way. Whoop, whoop. You know, I'd probably be on board with that. I think where I would be annoyed is if I thought a film was the final film in like a saga and then it turned out, nope, there's a two-parter to this final film. I would be like, what the F? I've mentally and emotionally been wrapping myself around the idea that this series is ending and now you're telling me I gotta wait for more? Like, no. I'd probably riot at that point. That would upset me.
So
that's where I'm at.
Here's where I'm what I'm thinking. I think you're probably right. I like am so plugged in. I always know when these right. things are the case.
Right.
But if I didn't know, I would be left kind of shell shocked a little bit just mm-hmm. because you're not expecting it. But I think at the same time, if I enjoyed what I had just watched, it would make me a little bit more excited by mm-hmm. the fact that there's more coming and I get to see, you know, ponder this and speculate and think about it for, in a movie's case, a couple years. So to me, it's almost slightly comparable to the idea that if you're watching a TV show, and sometimes they don't do it as much these days because of the nature of storytelling, but back in the day, you used to have a lot of singular episodes, but every now and then you'd have an episode that ended on a cliffhanger and it was, you know, there was a continuation for it the next week, sort of a two-parter kind of thing. And sometimes I guess they would say it and maybe in the title, but not always. And so you'd be like just watching it thinking it's a normal episode and then it ends on a cliffhanger and then you're like, oh, okay, this, you know, this is obvious. Usually in TV, it means it's a big deal when they right. have like a two-parter or a three-parter or something like that.
Yeah, like back in the day, there used to not be mid-series cliffhangers. That used to not be a thing. It's a thing now.
Right.
But it used to not be a thing where mid-series, they'd end on a cliffhanger before they had a break, before they finished the series up. Yeah, no, that used to not be a thing, and now it is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I always... you didn't see it coming necessarily, mm-hmm. but I know that it would be like you get both feelings all at once. You're like, what the heck? You know, like, why, or you're stopping this right now? And then, but at the same time, you're kind of like, oh man, I can't wait to see when it comes back after its hiatus or whenever, you know, the mid-season is over. And then you're like excited for it, waiting mm-hmm. for it, and you're speculating on all the different things that could happen within that time. So I think initially I would probably be kind of like, you know, like I said, shell-shocked by it. But at the same time, after I had a little bit of time to digest it, I'd probably be on board for the fact that they surprised me with that, not knowing it going into it, that there was going to be more and that there's more of the story. So what I'm thinking about in terms of that as well is that, like you said, Michelle, we have Mission Impossible coming up, and that's, we know that's a part one. And then this Fast 10, there's a part two, but they didn't mention that up front. Now, another movie we have coming up here shortly is also a part one, but it's also not mentioned in the title. Do you guys know which one that one is?
I don't recall, but I'll probably remember as soon as you say it.
I was going to say, or yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah, it's not coming to me right now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you don't know. I would think you would know because you're plugged in just as much as I am. So, yeah, the next movie we have coming up that is a part one is Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yes. I do recall mentioned in the that title. In a random article that I think we had sent each other in our chat, but it's definitely not advertised that way at all.
Yeah. Hmm. So, David, did you know that, or did you?
I think same like Michelle just said. I think now that I think about it, either I'm making this up in my mind, or I'm remembering that we did discuss this at one point, or I saw this news somewhere, but. It's not like I was recently thinking about that now. Like honestly, I would have gone into the movie probably just been like, yep, okay, solo film. Here we go. Like,
yeah, remember they released that information, I think, before they had the first trailer release. Because this is coming back to me, at least. I remember this conversation because an article came out. And it was maybe a week before the first trailer released. And we all were like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, because it was initially supposed to be one movie, mm-hmm. and then there was going to be another movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then they decided this movie would be split into two parts.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean, I haven't read all the reaction to that movie, now to go off on a side tangent, but I've gathered that the reaction to that movie is extremely positive from what I have seen.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about the movie. With that said, there's a part of me that I have an immediate negative reaction to the, hey, we made a really successful film. Let's make another one, but actually it's going to be two more, you know? And I feel like history, minus an obvious exceptions, history has not treated those kind of experiences. They haven't been good.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the obvious one that has been good is Empire Strikes Back is definitely a, you know, part one of two to a certain degree. That ends in a basically cliffhanger, and I am here for it, obviously. It's great.
Yeah.
But then I feel like there's a many, many other examples where it's like, we had a great first movie, and now let's not just make another movie. Let's make two more movies and like make immediately just basically fill out a trilogy.
Matrix
is the super obvious.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
The very first thing that comes to mind is Matrix. But
yeah. The two things that come to my mind is Matrix, and then going way back is Back to the Future. Because I remember being in the theater when that ended, and it showed like a little preview for the next movie. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, there's going to be a third one. They already had that in mind to make two of these.
Right. And I guess you could argue the way Back to the Future ends. I didn't know that. Nobody really knew that at the time. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. I think at the time nobody knew that.
You saw it. They included the basically trailer for the next movie in the credits, like you just said, or like right after the movie.
And that was that wasn't shot with Elizabeth Shue. It was shot with the first chick.
No.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Shue is in both of those movies, right? Yeah.
She's in the second and third movie.
Second and third movies, yes.
Correct. Yeah, right. But but like she wasn't in the first movie. And I think when the first movie ended, it was shot with the original person and then Elizabeth came on.
Right.
But yeah. But I'm saying at the end of the second movie, we didn't know it was.
Correct. Because you're just kind of left in this weird limbo state in the second film. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then they're like, okay, in the sequel. And then, they had footage of the Wild West. And
right.
And that's definitely a case of where I was sort of shocked by it, but excited as well, knowing that there was going to be another one at the end of it.
I mean, another bad example I can think of is Pirates of the Caribbean, which I think it's Dead Man's Chest is the second film, right? And
then At World's End.
Dead Man's Chest in the next one, I think it's At World's End. It's basically like a two-parter kind of situation.
It basically is, yeah.
It's another example of the first one was great. Let's make not just another movie, just have it be a one-off. Like we're basically going to fill out a trilogy immediately. And it, in my opinion, went disastrously.
Agreed.
Yeah. So it'd have been interesting then if I hadn't brought up Across the Spider-Verse, you going in to see
there was your chance.
Totally would have been. Yeah. Well, I thought for sure you pretty much knew, but just forgot.
I think I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you said that, then I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot.
Well, I'm sure there will be people out there who don't have any idea.
Oh, I would imagine that's not the extreme majority of people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to hear what they say.
It's a weird thing for studios to pull that. Like, it's an interesting thing to do.
So that brings me to my next point that I actually wanted to say, well, Michelle, is that the reason why I wonder, or at least maybe think that studios do that, is because I wonder if they're afraid that if they call it a part one, people won't show up because they know that there's more and they would just rather watch the two when they're out or something of that nature.
Especially so in this day and age. I wonder if it spooks them.
Yeah.
Maybe. I wouldn't be shocked if that were the reasoning.
Correct, yeah. Because I think a lot of people, for example, I think there are people that are over the whole Fast and Furious situation. And so I'm sure people went into it kind of going, okay, I'm going to watch it because I just want to see this wrap up.
Right.
And not realizing it ain't wrapping up yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I would have walked out and been like, you bastard. Right. Oh, right. My God, you got me. Now I'm stuck watching more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is totally that. It's totally that. Because if I had known that Fast X wasn't going to extend, I'd have been like, if I had known that it was extending, there was going to be more, I'd be like, you know what? I'm good. Just pass. Not that I've watched any of these, mind you. But if I was a person that had enjoyed them but was starting to teeter out on them and then found out, oh, no, it's not the end, I'd be like, you know what? I'm fine. We're good. I don't need to know. It's cool. I'd call it.
Yeah. No, So that maybe is the reasoning why some have it on there and some don't. And so it'll be because now that we know, or now that I mentioned about Across the Spider-Verse, we still know that Mission Impossible is a part one. So does that affect their box office, or is it just such a cool event type movie that people will go see it regardless of
that? I think I think they feel comfortable knowing that we don't have anything to worry about. Just throw part one in the title. It's fine.
Like, that one's such a cult good. It's so
the marketing is so good. The trailers we've seen have just been so solid. Like they know what they got. They know. People are coming.
They know. They got it.
And word of mouth is going to be there. Unless it turns out to be terrible, which I doubt. But they know word of mouth is going to be there. It's going to be a big event. They're we're cool. Throw part one in.
They know they suckered us all into that one. They know.
Well, which makes it kind of interesting. It's when you say it like that too, David, because you would think that they'd feel that same sort of way about Spider-Man, that they would know that people are going to come anyway, regardless. So why not? Maybe it's too wordy. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
The first one make?
A lot of money.
Three or 400, somewhere around
total.
400. I think it was 400.
A lot of money for an animated film.
Right.
Yeah, I think it,
but
it underdid because maybe it was at the time that it came out. Not a lot of people who knew, unless you were in the comics, knew who Miles Morales was. And some people were thrown by the animation style, but I think it did better.
I'm looking now. So the domestic opening, I guess my point being yes, it did well, but it's not the same level. Like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, a domestic opening was $35 million. That's not.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, yeah, it did well for an animated film overall, but 35 million is these days chump change, basically, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
When did it come out?
2018.
Mm. Right before COVID, I think. Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
December of 2018, so a year before COVID.
Well, it was competing at Christmas time. That's a.
But still, I would argue that.
And what was their box office?
The total was domestic total was 190. Worldwide total was 384.
Yeah.
So I would imagine from their perspective, it's not as a sure bet as a Mission Impossible movie. Like even though critically it is a critical darling, everyone loved Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, but that's different. Well, we all know that's different than box office.
But okay, so and you make a good point, but on the other side of that, it won an Oscar for Best Animated Film that year.
Mm-hmm.
It has had two solo games that have come out, I think, with that character in it, the Spider-Man games for Sony PlayStation. They just dropped the trailer for the new one that's coming out for Spider-Man, which has the two characters where you can kind of switch between the two of them. And I feel like that movie grew since then in you know, digital media and watching it, you know, how some movies become more popular once they're out of the theater kind of thing. So you would think that now more people know who the character is. And I, if I remember correctly, I want to say that it was being projected that it would hold or have a $70, $80 million opening weekend. Something around that neighborhood that you would almost think that means that they would have been confident enough in it that this would be able to be labeled as a part one.
You would think, but I guess I'm not surprised.
I think they also know that with animation, even though it could be an animation film darling, it's still animation and it's still a coin toss. This one could still just do 35. Do 65.
Or maybe they also think, like, oh, there are a lot of people that will see the part one moniker and immediately go, ooh. Like, they're trying to do something that's too big. This isn't going to be good. I don't want to go.
Or they could say, oh, like, I don't want to go to it. I'll wait till it releases and right. I'll watch it before the second like one comes Bobby to theaters. Like Bobby was saying,
yeah, initially.
And they'll just watch it at home and yeah, then the maybe. Next day go to the theater and watch the follow-up. And that will be able to see, like, one big, long movie.
I guess it really kind of comes down to what you're saying, David, is that Sony doesn't have as much confidence in putting a part one label on this as much as Paramount does on putting it on Mission Impossible.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that franchise is how many movies in at this point, and it's huge. Mm-hmm. Like, internationally, yeah. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Like, this is basically the end of that franchise. Like, let's make it even bigger and do a two-parter kind of thing. Like,
they know people will pay.
Versus, we've only had one Spider-Man and this animated universe movie, and we're immediately jumping into a two-parter thing. Like, hey, let's not make it super obvious. I mean, I don't know how much of a cliffhanger that ends on or what. Because, I mean, you can have a two-part movie situation where part one still ends in a way that's like, this still feels like a complete story, but it's obviously part one of two versus, wow, this is just a cliffhanger and it just stops, you know?
Yeah.
And I haven't read reactions or reviews of the movie to know how it ends. Like,
they definitely don't mention that. I've read at least a dozen and nobody mentions in terms of how it sort of ends. Just that it's a pretty big adventure kind of thing. So they can understand why, you know, it's split like that.
All right.
But I think ultimately what we're kind of coming to the conclusion of is the more confident the studio is in the movie, the more willing they are to put a part one on it, if it is that.
Probably. That's my guess.
Correct. Yeah.
I think we got to the bottom of it.
I think so.
I'm good. Unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
No, just that I'm dreading not seeing Succession for a week.
David's going to miss the series finale of Succession. Yeah. I've suckered this guy. I've roped him into the show. Now he likes it a lot.
Roped me in. I don't know if I'd put it that way. since you're saying that, to backtrack here, like, I had wanted to watch it. I was interested, but I hadn't watched it. You had been watching it. I think you were all the way through the first season, or I don't know.
I was halfway through season two, and I was like, David, you got to watch this.
You said that, but you were not, like, banging on the door, like, you got to see this movie, like, or show. We got COVID, both of us, and... In my bedridden COVID state, I was like, all right, I'll start watching Succession.
I waited for you to catch up to me.
Well, at that point, once you knew I was watching it, then I waited.
And then I waited to catch up so we could watch it together.
Well, anyway, yeah. Anyways, so
David's totally going to miss the series finale. And like,
It clicked while watching the last episode, but I thought about it at one point before. I did the math and I was like, oh, wow, that's going to be that weekend where I go out of town on vacation.
And it's not like you're on vacation. You are camping. Let's be extremely clear about this. You're in the wild.
Basically, I'm of two mindsets here. For one, I'm camping for a week. And I'm camping for a week in an area where I'm either going to have no signal whatsoever or I'll be in areas where there's signal, but it won't be great. So, it's not like I'm going to be able to easily watch it. There is a part of me that's like, you know, we're camping pretty close, at least the first part of the trip, fairly close to Asheville, North Carolina. So I could see where on Monday.
Monday's lunch is going to be a long lunch.
Well, or just Monday go by Asheville or close enough or into town where it's like with the Max app. I could download the episode with the Max app if I can do that in Max. I know I think I could in HBO Max, but anyway, download the episode and then at the campsite at some point be like, all right, Well, I know it's basically, it's an hour and a half long. So, hey, kids, entertain yourselves. I'm watching a movie, basically.
Right.
You know, or I have also had the mindset of, you know what? I've always thought about, I should just take a social media detox break. Maybe this would be the perfect week of a week of camping where I am going to not only be somewhat forced to take a social media break because of the signal, but I will purposely take all the social media apps on my phone and move them into like a folder where they're not is like right there in front of me. And I will purposely like for an entire week, just truly stay off social media for the whole week. Hmm. Like not, I will not open Instagram. I will not open TikTok.
Twitter. Like, Twitter's the one's going to get you.
I don't think I mentioned I have deleted Twitter. Twitter is gone. I still have an account, but I deleted the app. So that will be an issue. But basically, if I don't watch it for a week, I will probably be like, you know what? This will be a good incentive to take a social media break, detox week, and just completely stay off social media for a week and then come back from camping and then watch it.
And the thing is you're not even going to watch it that Monday, not that Sunday night. Like it's going to happen for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And what's funny about that, you mentioned something that actually I hadn't thought about, but now you sort of jarred it for me in my memory. Wasn't there a sort of a switching that also happened with Max being or HBO Max becoming Max in that now they have different tiers of plans and, you know, what certain plan you get 4K and you can do downloads and stuff like that. I have not even checked into that yet. I have not logged into.
Yeah, like because I have AT&T as my sole provider. And that's how that's how I got HBO Max was through them. Mm-hmm. It's like, because you're an AT&T customer, you get HBO Max for free. So that's how I've always had HBO Max. It's been great. So when they announced this, I was like, well, so what does that mean for me? You know, there's different tiers. I guarantee you AT&T isn't giving me the 4K tier,
right.
You know, I logged in and looked on the Apple TV app and I looked at my account and it did say, hey, if you want to change tiers, you got to do it like on a computer basically, or mm-hmm. you have to do it through AT&T, but it said that I had the ad free version. So I,
not 4K.
I don't have the worst version, which includes ads, but I don't have the best version either. I don't have the 4K version, at least not yet.
Okay. Like,
I mean, it gets to, you know, as soon as I'm like, okay, I want to watch some movies in HBO Max. I'm like, I bought a 4K TV for a reason.
Yeah, we might be paying that upcharge.
I might be paying that upcharge to get the 4K version.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The film's in 4K. It's, it's no contest.
Yeah, for me, it's a double whammy because not only is it Succession's series finale, it's also Barry's series finale.
Oh, is it? Is
ironic because I think they're both on, their fourth season. So they're both ending at the same season and time. And so I'm super looking forward to that. And then I think someone mentioned to me at work that Tuesday is the series finale for Ted Lasso.
Oh, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have sadly not like basically watched the season yet.
We've not watched any of this season yet. I think
we love that show. We just haven't watched it.
Plan was to kind of binge it, I think, here at the end.
That's just kind of how it's working out anyway. We're going to binge it. Yeah. But I say it makes sense because I saw that Sudeikis is the first person for this season of Hot Ones. And I figured since he's doing Hot Ones, I'm like, they must be like its season finale point.
Yeah.
Or series finale, I guess, or whatever. But.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about getting spoiled about that either, since you won't be really having your social media around.
Well, I mean, and not to go, I mean, you know, I know we're probably going to wrap things up, but like to this point already, I have not seen chatter about Ted Lasso almost at all. Like
the little that I have is because I follow Brett Goldstein and Hannah, Waddington, what's her last name?
Something like that. I forget her last name.
And I follow them. But even what they'll put up is just like a still image of them with somebody from a scene. And there's really no context to it. the only thing they'll say is be like, oh, I'm going to miss this guy, or, oh, this was hilarious. And it's nothing actually talking about what's going on in the episode. It's just the fact that they're going to miss each other and working with each other. Right. So mm-hmm. I don't feel spoiled at all thus far, and I don't want to be spoiled, because even with this last episode that's going to air, I'm going away the next weekend. So it's like, even if David and I do finally sit down and watch Ted Lasso, it's not going to be until like Father's Day week.
Wow.
Like, it's a busy
and there's
summer.
Plenty of movies between now and then, too.
So many movies. We have a very.
I mean, my AMCA list is full.
It's full.
And it's not going to get. I'm not going to open up a spot until like the weekend before basically Father's Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a very packed summer for the film industry, and there's a lot of movies happening. But on top of that, like, somehow, and I haven't figured it out, David and I have an extremely busy summer this summer. Yeah. I don't even know how it occurred, but oh my gosh, it is like...
It's a packed summer.
It's not even just trips. It's just stuff to do in town or people coming in. Like, there's just things happening this summer, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And like... You know, David's kids are growing up, and then they have their own activities on top of what we want to do with
sixth
them.
Grade.
Yeah, David's going to have a middle schooler.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's doing his own thing with, like, the Boy Scouts on and off throughout the summer. So he's going to be, you know, like, there's the kids have their own things on top of the things we give to them as well now. So it's like, there's this summer is... There's just going to be movies we're going to see on opening night, Thursday night, and there's movies we're going to see 5 days after. And it's just how it's going to be this summer, unfortunately.
Oof.
It's going to be rough,
and it's
man.
Movies that will be like ones where you could possibly get spoiled by stuff.
Yeah.
It's not ones where you don't have to worry about, you know, it's a movie. There's no spoiler type of material. Right. No, all these movies coming out in June have spoiler aspects to them. And so, it's kind of tricky.
It's going to be a rough summer.
On top of that, 8 weeks till San Diego Comic-Con. So it's right around the corner.
As one aspect of how busy our summer is. But that's going to be an amazing weekend. Actually, Dave and I are basically there for a week.
Yeah, we're there. True. Like, I'm like, man, I'm going to San Diego. I'm going for a week. Screw it.
Yeah
we're going Wednesday to Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're there for a week.
One last thing about, before I forget it, Ted Lasso. It was so weird yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before, but out of nowhere, for whatever reason, I started going, Roy Kent, Roy Kent, Roy Kent, Roy Kent. He's here. He's there. I was like, why is that in my head right now? Outside of the fact that I finally started watching the show, but it was just random, like, just no reason for whatever. It just popped into my head, and I started singing that, and I was like, man, this show is really stuck in my head.
What's the other song that they sing?
Jamie Tart. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So I'm not that... far into the second season, maybe a couple episodes, but I started noticing something. Maybe it started slightly at the end of last season, but definitely seems to be something in the second season, at least, where the Nate character seems to be acting kind of like mean towards people. So I don't know if that's like something or not, but I did.
Yeah, you just have to keep watching.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I totally noticed it. I was like, did man, you he's treating people like trash right now?
Have you watched the Christmas episode yet?
That
Christmas good, episode really is a episode. Solid. Like, we have watched that now for what, two Christmases now?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a solid, like, just throwing on as like a Christmas
special
must watch kind of special.
Really good.
Heck yeah, it's so good. Like, we watched it last Christmas and I was like, this is a new thing. I like this. Like, I'm like, it's a new Christmas thing for us to add. I thoroughly enjoyed that episode. It's solid.
Yeah.
I know people that watch basically like the Doctor Who Christmas specials. You know, every Christmas, like it's a thing. Like they're good. They're very good. Yeah, totally. Anyways, we need to get out of here.
Yeah. Not saying anybody's got anything really quick, but I think we're going to wrap things up. Real quick, before we go, we would love to hear from everyone listening. You can reach out to us on Instagram at Flickr_effect. You can email us at feedback@flickreffect.com. You can go to our YouTube page. We have videos over there, youtube.com/flickreffect. We are also on Twitch. Many times lately in the future, we will be streaming record sessions live. We didn't stream this one, but we'll be streaming record sessions live over on Twitch. Our username over there is Flickr_effect. So please find us on all the places. Talk to us. We would love to hear from you. With that, I'm David Lott.
I'm Bobby Jackson.
And I'm Michelle Hillard.
Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.